Brilliance Audio presents Adulting by Liz Talley, performed by Carly Robbins. Chapter 1. August. Chase London woke with a raging headache and no clothes. Never the best way to wake up, but at least she was awake. By rights, she could be dead. Which sometimes didn't seem so awful. The quiet darkness of death often sounded better than the color-soaked world of criticism and disappointment she normally inhabited. Yeah, things suck when death looks like a better option. She swallowed the acridness in her mouth because, well, what else was she going to do? Spit it out? She wasn't even sure where she was. She fluttered her eyelids and tried to bring the world into focus. High ceiling above her, bed beneath her. But whose bed? She moved her fingers against the fabric beneath her. Decent thread count, so there was that. She opened both eyes, blinked away the blurry, and turned her head slowly because she could hear heavy breathing beside her and had no clue who it might be. The man lying next to her seemed to be naked underneath the tangled top sheet. His shaggy, violet-streaked hair looked spiky from sweat. He breathed through an open mouth, junky purple shadowing his closed eyes. Track marks dotting spread arms that lay palms up like an offering. A narrow chest, slim hips, and tattoos that wended their way around his body, disappearing beneath the shroud of the sheet, only to appear again on a thigh, calf, or foot. Oh, God. What had she done? Chase lifted her head and winced. Jordan. She remembered him asking her over and over last night, "Say my name, babe. Come on, say it." He'd had blow. A lot of it. His skin looked waxy, almost corpse-like. She watched him to ensure he was breathing. His stomach rose and fell. Thank God. She didn't want to deal with the police. Been there and done that before. Besides, she was supposed to be clean. She wriggled her foot, feeling the court-issued scram on her ankle. The battery had died yesterday afternoon, and no one from the monitoring company had called by the end of the day. So, she'd called her girls and said, "Let's go out before they change the batteries." Which had been so stupid. But in her defense...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?